26 before the hour. Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Patrick Madrid at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific here on Relevant Radio. We've got homily highlights for the fifth week of Lent all straight ahead and a fresh Glenn story corner in this half hour. It was St. Mother Teresa who always said, do small things with great love. And you've seen in the coronavirus pandemic, so many of us, and maybe you have done small things with great love just to reach out and help someone else. Remember the last time you wrote a letter? I don't mean a letter on the computer, actual with a pen and a paper. And it's so cool when you open the mail and you see that there's a little thank you note or someone has actually written you a letter. I'm mentioning that only because there's a unique program that's going on in one parish to do some of those small things with great love in this time when there are no public celebrations of Mass. Here to tell us about this and something that you may want to do with your family and in your parish community is Annabelle Mosley, a professor of theology and an author of 9 books online at AnnabelleMosley.com. Annabelle, welcome back.
Oh, good morning, John. Thank you.
You know, we very often talk about a romance with Jesus. This is a literal love letter to Jesus that one parish is doing, isn't it?
Yes, that's beautifully phrased. Thank you. That's exactly what it is.
And tell us about this actual letter writing campaign that's going on in one parish.
Sure. I can tell you it's actually my parish. And when we heard the news that masses in our diocese would be suspended, we thought about the empty church, and then we thought, wow, an empty church. What can we do as a gesture for the Eucharistic Lord? You know, of course, we were thinking of our feeling of brokenness, our feeling of sorrow, not being able to attend Mass, but we thought about that empty church, and we said we don't want the empty church to feel like another Gethsemane. We want to find some concrete way to put love and faith into action, to stay awake there in that empty church with our Eucharistic Lord. So we decided, as a little act of love, to ask parishioners to send cards and letters to the Real Presence, care of our pastor. And this way we felt, you know, our Eucharistic Lord, who deserves every bit of adoration we can lavish on him, would feel our company this Lent as letters get poured in front of the tabernacle. And it's also a time when normally there'd be decorations, there'd be Easter lilies starting to come in soon. There's not going to be any decorations this year. They don't have the budget for it. So as Easter approaches, there will be our letters there as a decoration, I miss visiting you cards. And we're hoping that our notes can symbolically keep him company in Gethsemane, a physical reminder of the way our prayers are meant to stay close to him. And our prayers will, and we'll keep praying, but we just wanted something concrete.
Have you written one letter, multiple letters? What have you done, Annabelle?
Yes, I have. I've done a letter, and my kids did cards. I wrote a letter. I have little ones, ages 3 and 6, and they miss going to church. They miss feeling that the Real Presence, and they made cards. Everybody's sort of pitching in and writing something. But I love how you phrased it as a love letter. That's how it felt when I was writing it. It's actually a really healing thing to do, you know, for the anxiety we're all feeling in this time. As each member of my family, and I know talking to other parishioners who I'm friends with, we all went to a quiet place in our house, got out a piece of paper, a pen. Some did it on the computer, too, and just printed it up, and mailed this love letter and asked. I wrote asking Christ to bless me, my family, the parish, and all the faithful in the world as we journey through this difficult time. But I also poured out my longing for the Eucharistic Lord, telling him how much I miss receiving him, but that I'm going to use this time to hunger and thirst for him even more, so that when this virus is behind us and we return to Mass, I will be ever more grateful, more humble, and more filled with joy to receive the Real Presence. And it really felt good to do. And it's really a comfort, I have to say, knowing our pastor has that right in front of the tabernacle. All the letters are in a basket right in front of the tabernacle. And when he does a Mass, when he celebrates Mass, and he videos it and puts it up on the website, he, at the end of Mass, at announcements, he'll pick up the basket and show us and say, look, here are your letters. They're keeping our church company. And he said it gives him a lot of comfort, too.
Annabelle, in the days before all letters were sent electronically, sometimes advice if you were upset with someone was to write them a letter and pour out how you felt, but not send it. Might it be a time even to do that for God, to explain our frustrations and our unhappiness with the situation and not, you know, send it on to your church in that particular way, but just as a way of getting it off our chest a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I always think about the Psalms and how honest David was in the Psalms. He poured out his feelings in those Psalms, which he'd say, God, I'm scared. Help me. I'm anxious. Help me with in the face of my enemies. Help me in the time when I feel small and weak. And he always gives me the courage, thinking of King David, that considering that he was always spoken about as one fashioned after God's own heart, who God loved as this is a man after my own heart. If David felt comfortable being so honest in his Psalms, we can feel that kind of honesty, even as we maintain our respect, our wonder and awe, our appropriate fear of the Lord. We can feel we are his children and pour out our feelings. He'd want that. I know after I lost my dad when I was only 11 years old, I told my grandma, I said, I don't want to go to Mass this week. I'm too upset. It won't be good. I'm too mad. I don't want to say anything. She goes, how about we go to Mass together and we'll tell him together? And instantly I felt this peace flood my soul. And from that moment on, I always felt that Jesus would want me to be honest. And with that honesty comes such great peace.
Annabelle Mosley is with us this morning. She's a professor of theology and at her parish, St. Hugh of Lincoln Church in Huntington Station, New York, in the Diocese of Rockville Center, they've started a letter writing campaign, an actual letter. And it's a letter writing campaign to Jesus. It's a love letter to Jesus. And all of these letters are put in the basket, in a basket that sits before the tabernacle. And when Father prays Mass every day and celebrates Mass every day, he shows all of the letters to those watching online. And it's absolutely beautiful. What did your kids write in those cards, the 6-year-old and the 3-year-old?
Well, thank you. They both wrote, the older one wrote, I miss you, by himself. The younger one I had to do hand over hand and help him. That's what he wanted to write. And the older one put a train, he loves trains, but he filled it with crosses and hearts as his gift to Jesus. It was so honest. And he also, he tried to draw the church and our priest, Father Bob, who he misses. So, you know, I'm struck by how much that weekly routine, that beautiful, he's not even old enough to receive Eucharist yet, but he so misses going to church. And he should have seen the love he poured into that card. It was so healing for him. And when he can watch with us, when we all sit down together on the sofa and we watch, he goes, my card is in there. Maybe it's showing Jesus how much I love him. I said, oh, I know it is. It was a great comfort for the little ones.
That's so beautiful. How will you keep this momentum going when the churches are reopened for public prayer and for public celebration of the Mass?
Well, it's interesting. You know, our pastor, Father Bob, said, he says to us, he says, you know, if you want to send more than one letter, if you want to send more than one card, keep them coming. And he said, when you return to Mass, they're going to be here waiting for you. I just think that's so beautiful. How awesome that the day we go back for that, what a feeling that first Mass is going to be. What amazing beauty to see our letters there waiting for us and that they've been there at his feet the whole time.
And you know, when the churches reopen for the public celebration of Mass, Annabelle, perhaps if you start doing this with your kids, in addition to sending a letter to Jesus, put in a basket before the tabernacle, you can also maybe do that as a refrigerator magnet and just have it in your kitchen. So there's always that presence. There's always that connection to Jesus right there in your own home.
John, you have such a good sense always when you talk about children because, you know, it's funny, when I was going to send the letter, my older one said, I really want to still see it because I want to know, I want to remember what Jesus sees. So we actually photocopied the card and we have it on my fridge.
Oh, wow.
So it's amazing, your instincts. Yeah, and it is a huge comfort because when we can't go to church, he'll go up to the fridge and say, oh, that's right, Jesus has this. He has my love. And I think I did a good job. I think it's pretty good, Mom. I said, yeah, it's great, John.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's just absolutely wonderful. And it's something that you may want to bring to your family and to your parish community as well, as they're doing at St. Hugh of Lincoln Church in Huntington Station, Long Island, New York. I'll put all of the links, the address up on our Morning Air Facebook page if you want to send a letter, or perhaps even start it, as I said, in your family and your parish. Annabelle Mosley, a professor of theology, author of 9 books, online at AnnabelleMosley.com. Annabelle, thank you. Have a blessed remainder of Lent. Tough as it is, Lent's come to us this year. We didn't have to go looking for it, right? We'll talk to you again very soon. God bless you.
God bless you, John.